Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollar. Alexandria Minerals Corporation is a Canadian junior gold mining company focused on exploration and development of prospective gold properties. The company's flagship project is its 35-kilometer-long Cadillac Break property group located in the famed Val d'Or gold camp. While many junior mining companies have had difficulty advancing their operations in the difficult economic climate of the past few years, Alexandria has persevered in exploring Cadillac Break and expanding on its resource base. Recently, the company was pleased to announce a new joint venture with Probe Metals. Under the terms of the JV, Probe has the opportunity to earn up to a 70% interest on the eastern one-third portion of the Cadillac Break package. To earn that full interest, Probe must expend up to $7 million on exploration and complete a pre-feasibility study within the six-year term of the deal. The agreement provided Alexandria with a risk-free means of unlocking shareholder value in this portion of the company's Cadillac Break holdings, as the eastern portion of the land package had previously been undeveloped. Alexandria's operations are bolstered by the strong partnerships it has forged with institutional investors, as well as the large investment by Agnico Eagle, which currently holds just under 10% of the company's outstanding shares. Hi, I'm Jeff Nielsen, head of editorial for Stockhouse Publishing, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with the president and CEO of the company, Eric Owens. We're here today to provide investors with an in-depth perspective on Alexandria Minerals. Thanks for joining me today, Eric.
Thank you, Jeff. Pleasure to be here.
Well, should we dive right into the questions?
Absolutely. We look forward to expanding on some of the things we've been busy with over the last short while.
Now, before I get to the questions that I'd already prepared, Alexandria just announced some new drilling results at Orinata. Could you give us the latest highlights from this drilling?
These are good. These are great drill results. Orinata was one of our early projects. We completed a resource, 43-101 compliant resource, back in 2009 on this project, and then we moved on to other things as we more broadly expanded our exploration activities over the broader property package. We've come back as a result of some interesting findings in the historical records, that is the recognition of the occurrence of these south-dipping high-grade gold quartz veins that were mapped in the underground mapping on that deposit. And so the result of this recent drilling is an outgrowth of that particular recognition in an effort to try and evaluate the role of these high-grade veins in this what we looked at formerly as a bulk tonnage deposit. So these results were great. We got confirmation, one more confirmation of the presence of these veins, and they're going to be very important, we think, to the size and the grade of this deposit. And our real focus is we'll be here at Orinata. And we'll be planning a follow-up drill program to these results, and as well as some of the other results nearby, early in the next new year after winter freeze-up kicks into gear after the new year.
Now let's step back and provide investors with the big picture here. Could you please summarize the company's land holdings as they existed prior to the recent joint venture with Probe Metals?
Well, Alexandria, of course, its flagship property in Val d'Or, Quebec, is a 35-kilometer-long property package right along the Cadillac Break. As you know, the Cadillac Break, Val d'Or more generally, is a well-known mining district, and the Cadillac Break, in particular, is the main geological structure that controls the location of gold mines in the region, to the tune of some 100 million ounces of gold have been mined along the length of the Cadillac Break, which is a 300-kilometer-long fault zone in southern Quebec and southern Ontario. That's what our principal property package is. We have other properties scattered around Quebec and Ontario and Manitoba. Those are lower priority properties for us than the Cadillac Break property packages. We have some joint ventures with some of these other properties throughout Quebec and Ontario, as well as our Osisko East property, which we have a joint venture with Osisko, which is just to the northwest side of Val d'Or, not far away from this property package.
Now, as we've already mentioned, the company has continued to advance exploration at Cadillac Break. And we've also briefly touched upon your work at Orinata, but what other areas are currently being explored?
Yeah, so we've been focusing, as we noted, on the Orinata most recently, and that's where we expect to continue that exploration in the near future. Orinata, nearby is our Triangle 2 program as well, which is just to the west of Orinata, about a kilometer or two. We've recently done some drilling there. Prior to that, we more broadly worked on the western. We've really been focused on the western half to the western two-thirds of our property package, really since we've gotten this property package in 2007. Our Akasaba project, we have resources on our Akasaba project totaling about 500,000 ounces of gold, which are near surface. That lies pretty much squarely in the middle of the broader 35-kilometer property package. So we've pretty much been focused there westward, and as a result of some of the work we did on the Akasaba project a few years back, we've modified and actually enlarged our view, more broadly stepped back and looked at the geology and the geologic models we were using, and have been able to really start to come to a level of maturity in our thought processes on this property package. So again, our real focus is the western half of our property package, and even more detail in the western, probably quarter of the property package is where our real focus is these days.
So that area contains both Orinata and Triangle 2, and we've already talked about your enthusiasm over the latest drilling results. Can you give us some numbers here?
Yes. So we'll talk a little bit about Orinata and then the Triangle 2 program separately, although they're functionally doing the same thing. We're looking at high-grade veins or vein sets, south-dipping high-grade vein sets, principally in both situations. Orinata, because we've had a resource, a 43-101 compliant resource issued there a few years back, we have a little bit more knowledge of that project. When we came in to retest this idea to test for high-grade veins, our first two drill holes back in 2015 that were just testing this concept, we had some great results, including up to 17 grams per ton over 3.4 meters. So it confirmed with us that perhaps this is the right thing. We went back and rejigged the model over the subsequent months, and have come up with a nice new geological model incorporating the high-grade veins at Orinata Zone 4. The recent drilling results at Zone 2 that we issued today had a nice result up to 14.2 grams over 2 meters, roughly, in a broader zone grading 8.8 grams per ton. I can't remember the meters, 4.5, 5 meters, somewhere in there. In any case, again, it's confirming that these things do exist, and we're very early stages in this program of understanding what the role of these high-grade veins are in this more broadly broad-based bulk tonnage target is. And that's what will be the part of the focus of our drilling efforts early in the new year. Now, the Triangle 2 program was a very first, basically moose pasture type exploration program back in the early fall. We drilled seven holes, 2,800 meters, as a first round pass to try and test for triangle zone-like targets, which are basically stacked south-dipping quartz veins, gold quartz veins, related to more slightly steeper dipping, south-dipping shear-type quartz veins, gold quartz veins. So we had no understanding of the underlying geology except for some of the historical drill holes and drill hole logs that we had. The ground is covered by glacial overburden and boreal forest, so we had to go in and test fairly blindly, mostly magnetic anomalies. We drilled seven holes, as I said, 2,800 meters roughly, and we hit the proper geology in six of those seven holes. We hit the principal host rock for these things, the diorite plugs. We hit the altered veins, the quartz gold pyrite tourmaline veins along with this, and we hit some shear zones as well. And those are the three critical ingredients for triangle zone-like targets. So we hit some modest gold, not terribly high-grade gold, but for a first pass drill program, I think we had quite a bit of success, and we've been encouraged to follow up on those with in our next round of drilling, which we will be doing. We are now planning new targets based on the magnetics, as well as following up some of the drill hole targets that we've already drilled, only deeper. Thing to remember, these are very shallow. This is a very shallow program that we covered. I think the deepest hole that we drilled and tested maybe 300 meters depth. As everybody knows, these triangles are like targets, as are many targets in the Val-d'Or area. Many gold mines and so forth are quite deep. And so we're barely scratching the surface right now.
Well, everybody likes high-grade numbers, so I'm sure investors will be looking forward to your further drilling as you dig a little bit deeper down. But let's once again step back and look at the big picture. Alexandria has been steadily expanding on its resource base at Cadillac Break. What are the latest totals here?
Collectively, between the Val-d'Or area properties and the Manitoba properties, we have just shy of 2.5 million ounces of gold and gold equivalent. The Manitoba properties themselves host about a million of those ounces, and those are principally copper gold. The Val-d'Or area itself on Cadillac Break is somewhere between 1.3 and 1.5 million ounces, as depending on cutoff grades that you're looking at the different sources. And those resources come from Orinata, where we're working, we're currently focused, from Akasaba, and our Sleepy project out on the east end.
Well, now let's refer again to the joint venture with Probe Metals and focus here a bit more closely. There's been some misreporting of this deal in other media sites, so could you carefully explain the terms of this deal so that everyone is very clear in what's involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, we're really happy to have Probe involved in these. They have a strong exploration team. As you know, the group discovered the Borden Gold Deposit in Timmins area of Ontario last year, and they sold a previous version of this company to Gold Corp. So they have a very strong track record of discovery. So it is good to have somebody like that working on a portion of our property package. What they optioned to offer of us was the eastern third of our property package in Val-d'Or, of the Cadillac Break property package. The eastern third is an underexplored. In fact, there, Alexandria had, we've owned the broader property package since 2007. We have not spent any money on the properties that they have, other than doing an airborne magnetic survey. We have not spent any money on the vast majority of those claims. We just haven't gotten around to it. We've been busy on other properties, parts of the property package. 35 kilometers along the whole length, and they got about a third of that. So we still have about 21 kilometers on the western two-thirds of the property package, and that's where we choose to focus. They have a right to earn 70% interest in two different options. The first, they can earn 60% first to spend $5 million over 4 years, and then they'll earn another 10% by spending another $2 million over the following 2 years and completing a pre-feasibility study on a 1 million ounce minimum size gold deposit. Now, in addition to that, they have to issue us a total of 500,000 shares of Probe Metals. So it's a good deal. They're a good solid company. I expect a lot of good things. And again, I can't reiterate enough. It's an early stage property. It's functionally moose pasture that has had some good magnetics data done on it, but very, very little drilling, very little anything on it. So they're a good, solid exploration company. I expect them to add lots of value to that early stage property of ours on the east end.
Now, excuse me, this isn't the only major recent news for the company. On November 23rd, Alexandria announced that Sprott Private Wealth LP would be participating in a $5.082 million private placement by acting as your broker. How did this deal come about?
This is a great deal. It's a great. I think it's a real turning point for Alexandria Minerals. We've been looking forward to something like this for a while, and the Sprott Group is quite eager in moving Alexandria ahead, and we think that we have a great 2017 ahead of us. What with the types of support that we will get from Sprott, we have a lot of drilling plan for 2017, and we really want to make sure it goes a long way, and I think it will. The deal, Sprott approached us. They learned about this they learned about Alexandria, and then Sprott said, "Wow, good. Let's look at these guys. You like these guys, and you like their projects. You like what they're doing. You like how they do things. Let's have a look at these guys." And that's pretty much, in a quick nutshell, how it came about.
So you've been very busy in the last 2 years in adding to your portfolio of properties, adding to your resource base, completing the joint venture with Probe Metals, and solidifying the company's treasury. So let's be specific here. You've already provided us with a little bit of detail, but can you tell us exactly what the next 12 months looks like for AZX shareholders?
Yeah, we think from a technical point of view, we're aiming to bring Orinata. Our focus is going to be on Orinata and Triangle 2, which is the western portion of our Cadillac Red property package. We believe that we'll be doing a lot of drilling this year. I don't have the numbers yet in front of me. We have a minimum 6,000 meter program planned just to start in the new year with, but I can guarantee you that'll be a minimum. And the goal will be to take Orinata as one aspect of that drilling program to bring it to a new resource estimate by the end of the year. And that's going to take a fair bit of drilling because we've got a lot of infill drilling and step-out drilling and new testing of new targets to do on this one. We think the role of the high-grade veins there is going to be important for the grade and size of that deposit. We're also going to continue testing for Triangle 2, our Triangle 2 program, our four triangle zones like targets. We think that 2017 is going to be a great year for Alexandria. This will be our year, and it will be a very productive year. We will be very active on the technical side, and we think we'll be very active on the corporate and marketing side as well.
Well, that's plenty for people to digest, so let me provide a final summary here. Alexandria Minerals is a Canadian junior gold mining company based in Quebec's famed Val-d'Or gold camp. The company has recently entered into a joint venture with Probe Metals concerning the eastern one-third portion of Alexandria's Cadillac Break property group. While the Probe JV will help the company unlock shareholder value in this undeveloped portion of the package, AZX will continue to move forward with its operations on the remaining two-thirds of the land package. As always, investors are advised to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I have been speaking with Alexandria Minerals President and CEO, Eric Owens. Thanks for spending time with me today, Eric.
Thank you, Jeff. It was a real pleasure.